USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing began Monday. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
The Senate majority Republicans are defying the traditions of the Senate and rushing forward with President Trump's third nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
The person appearing before this committee is in a category of excellence, something the country should be proud of. We do have a country that needs to move forward safely, and we're going to work in the Senate to do our job, and one of the most important jobs the Senate Judiciary Committee will ever do.
Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy.
If Republicans are now successful, the results will be nothing short of catastrophic for the millions of Americans who depend upon its coverage and projection.
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump was on the campaign trail Monday in the Sunshine State as White House physician Sean Conley said the president had tested negative for the coronavirus on consecutive days.
Who shipped away your job, shut down your factories, threw open your borders, and ravaged our cities while sacrificing American blood and treasure in this ridiculous, endless wars, set of endless wars that we've been in for a long time, 19 years. They're all coming back home. You know that, right? They're all coming back home, our great warriors, our great soldiers.
Russia has begun human trials of its controversial coronavirus vaccine in the United Arab Emirates. The UAE is the second foreign country to trial Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Additional trials are reportedly set to begin in Venezuela, a Russia ally. Russia vaccine has experts around the world questioning its efficacy and safety. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Is Christopher Columbus getting a raw deal these days? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
There was no in-person Columbus Day parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and then actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster.
MVP LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers won the Larry O'Brien Trophy Sunday. How much longer can LeBron go?
You know, having three kids, having a, you know, high school sophomore right now who's, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of that stuff plays a part. But as far as the game, I know I could play the game for quite a while.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.